is Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Here's Deborah Howell.
Hello and welcome to the show. You're listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell, and today's guest is Dr. Edmund Wong. Dr. Wong is board certified in family medicine and has been in practice since 1998. He's currently the facility director of Memorial Care Medical Group's Urgent Care Center in Long Beach. He says that as he rotated through each of the fields during medical school, he found an interest in many different specialties. Caring for patients in an urgent care setting allows him to incorporate many areas of medicine into his practice. Welcome, Dr. Wong.
Thank you.
You are a man after my own heart. My father was a specialized GP and also active with the Emergency Physicians Professional Association, so it's a real pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
So when should a person go to the emergency room, doctor?
In general, the rule that you follow is if you think you are having a life-threatening illness or injury, that is the time to go to the emergency room. For example, if you think you are having a heart attack or symptoms suggestive of a stroke, those would be things that you would go to the emergency room for. Other things to consider, if you were having something that was giving you severe pain, pain that you've never had before that was very intolerable, those types of problems would also be better evaluated in the emergency room because it may need a more extensive type of workup.
So acute pain instead of a dull pain is what you're talking about.
Yes, anything that is very high in intensity that you don't know where it's coming from.
Okay. This is a little sidebar. Yesterday I read a small article about texting as being another one of those signs that your loved one might be having a stroke if you receive several totally garbled texts from them. It may be an indication that something's going on in their brain.
Certainly, that is something to consider, although you always wonder whether or not people are rushing through their texting and and not actually typing very accurately. But if it sounds completely garbled, I suppose that could be a warning sign of something going on in the brain.
Yeah, just one of many, many. What are the other signs of stroke, by the way, while we're on this topic?
Typically, if they are acting very confused, if their speech is slurred, if they are having focal weakness or loss of sensation in one part of the body or like one side of the body, that would be worrisome. For example, if someone was walking and it looked like they couldn't walk straight, or if they were falling over when they typically have very good balance, that would be a worrisome sign.
Okay. What other types of ailments or conditions can be treated in an urgent care center?
This is actually one of the great things about urgent care is that we can evaluate and treat almost any type of condition except the life-threatening types of issues that we would want people to go to the emergency room for. And they can span the common things such as infection. We deal with a lot of skin infections and abscesses. Any of the common illnesses that you see, especially during the wintertime, respiratory things like bronchitis, pneumonia, sinus infections, ear infections, strep throat, tonsillitis. We see many of those types of cases on a daily basis. And injuries. Lots of people get injured. We deal with sports injuries. We deal with car accidents, as long as the injuries are not multiple, complex, and severe. We get a lot of sprains and strains. We can assess and stabilize fractures. And even dislocations, we have the ability to sometimes reduce the dislocation and stabilize.
So what are the benefits of going to an urgent care center in a non-life-threatening situation versus a hospital?
There are a couple benefits that you get. Probably One of them would be a shorter wait time, especially during the winter season when the flu is active. Emergency rooms tend to get overrun with lots and lots of patients, some of them very sick and some of them not so sick. And so with less people coming through, you don't have to wait as long to be seen in an urgent care than you would in a typical emergency room. A second benefit that you can have is that you are less likely to pick up some sort of serious infection or illness that you don't already have.
Right.
Again, during the flu season, you have lots of people who are sick with lots of different things, not just influenza, but other types of virus or bacterial infections that they're waiting to be seen and treated for. And if you are in close contact with these people in the waiting room, you're waiting there for hours and hours, you can certainly pick them up. And another benefit would be that it tends to be a much more calm and relaxed environment to seek medical care in.
Right.
In the emergency room, life-threatening illnesses, emergencies, car accidents, both patients and staff tend to be a little bit more stressed out because of the acuity of what people are coming in for. In an urgent care setting, it is not so stressed, and the staff tends to be a bit more relaxed, as well as patients, and it tends to foster a more enjoyable experience.
Right, right. You know, you might be sitting next to somebody who's just there for Botox, as opposed to, you know, just coming off a horrendous car crash. Right. Okay,
or like
go ahead.
I kind of look at the urgent care as being a type of bridge between primary care outpatient offices and the hospital and emergency room. And it really kind of fills this need when patients cannot get into their doctor's office because their regular doctor is, let's say, overbooked, their schedule is full, or it's in the evening time. And the office is already closed. Urgent cares are here, and we are open in the evening to provide care for all those patients that can't get into their regular doctor in a timely fashion, and especially if it's something that needs to be addressed right away, and yet it is not urgent or life-threatening enough to warrant going to an emergency room because you're not dying of something. It's just very uncomfortable or very worrisome. And you know that you can't wait for a couple days or a couple weeks, but you know you're not going to die from it.
Right. A couple more questions about that. We know that appointments are not required at most urgent care centers, but is it a good idea to call before we go in?
It actually isn't necessary to call. The urgent care is set up with hours that are meant to make it convenient for the patient. General, on weekdays, most of our urgent cares are open from the morning through into the evening on the weekdays. And then on the weekends, we are also open, and it varies from urgent care to urgent care what hours. But most urgent cares are open 7 days a week. Our urgent care is open even on holidays. We are not closed any day of the year. And it's set up to be convenient for the patient.
What about the quality of care when you get to the urgent care center? Can we expect the same level of quality that we can in an ER?
Absolutely. I think you get excellent care when you come to an urgent care. The doctors are well-trained. They are board certified, usually in family medicine, internal medicine, pediatrics. And occasionally, possibly even, we might get an emergency room physician working in the urgent care. And because many of us are trained in the primary care specialties, we tend to be very compassionate because we have also, we've been trained to see patients like we do in a regular office.
Fantastic. What about the cost of an urgent care visit as opposed to an ER visit?
In general, the cost of an urgent care visit should be less than an emergency room visit. Now, obviously, it depends on each patient's individual insurance plan, how much copay that they would have to pay for an urgent care visit versus an emergency room visit.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, most insurance plans, the urgent care copay tends to be a lower tier.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would advise patients to, one, check their insurance card, because oftentimes it will list what type of copay that you have to pay for each.
Okay.
And if it does not, then what you should be doing is referring to your insurance plan's customer service line to find out how much you would have to pay.
Sounds good. Dr. Wong, thank you so much for finding the time to talk to us about when we should go to the emergency room or the urgent care center. I'm Deborah Howell. Join us again next time as we explore another weekly dose of wellness brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Have a great day.